Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 16th of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
There's a linkage between the peace talks, the ceasefire talks in Gaza, and the likelihood of Iranian retaliation.
Gaza peace talks underway in Qatar, and Ireland's biggest music and arts festival gets underway. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the level of destruction in Gaza has been described as horrific as the death toll reaches 40,000. It comes as ceasefire talks, which resumed in Qatar yesterday, are being described as a promising start. ActionAid Ireland CEO Carol Balfe says Israel's onslaught has caused widespread injury and starvation.
We know that, you know, over 40,000 dead at this stage, 85,000 of the population of Gaza have been displaced, many multiple times, some up to 15 times. 92,000 people have been horrifically injured, and starvation is a factor of life and famine in Gaza.
Sweden's public health agency has recorded what it says is the first case of a more dangerous variant of Mpox outside the African continent. The news comes as the World Health Organization declared the outbreak of Mpox in parts of Africa is now a public health emergency of international concern. Trudy Lang, Professor of Global Health Research at Oxford University in the UK, says it's crucial to get vaccines to affected areas to try to contain the outbreak.
What we've seen with this variant of Mpox is it's changed and it's adapted. Why it's really important that it's been made a public health emergency of concern is so we act now in Africa on those really vulnerable communities and hopefully stop it there, have the vaccine focus before it becomes a global issue.
A woman in her 50s remains in custody this morning by Gardaí investigating alleged harassment of the Taoiseach Simon Harris. She's been questioned at a Garda station in County Wicklow. The woman was arrested yesterday morning as part of investigations into the alleged harassment of an elected representative on the 2nd of May this year. Thousands more residents are being evacuated from another district of Kursk as Ukrainian troops continue to advance in the Russian region. Ukraine has claimed to have captured more than 1,000 square kilometres of Russian territory in the last 10 days. The former Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, has renewed calls for military support to continue the offensive.
With this situation, we need strong Ukrainian armed forces. With this situation, we need weapons from our partners on NATO. In this situation, we need a sanction as a strong motivation for Putin to stop his ability to finance the war from the Russian side.
The public expenditure minister says it would cost more than 700 million euro to bring the VAT rate for the hospitality sector down to 9%. Minister Pascal Donoghue is pouring cold water on hopes from the industry that there could be a reduction announced as part of the budget. Minister Donoghue says there are many factors to consider when preparing this year's budget.
A decision with regard to the 9% VAT rate would have a cost well in excess of 700 million euro. And when it was last brought down, it was brought down at a time our hospitality sector was either closed or was only barely able to function because of the impact of public health regulation.
The passenger cap at Dublin Airport is damaging growth in tourism and increasing the cost of air travel. That's according to Ryanair, which has called on the government to scrap the 32 million passenger cap, which was introduced back in 2007, claiming it should no longer apply. News Talk's Alan Cantwell has more.
The cap, according to Ryanair, was introduced to address concerns that road traffic to and from Dublin Airport would exceed road capacity when Dublin reached 32 million passengers. No such strain exists, according to Ryanair, and road traffic around Dublin Airport is moving freely. The airline said there is no threat to road traffic and the Irish government should now act to scrap what it described as an unnecessary but deeply damaging traffic cap. Over the past 2 weeks, airlines at Dublin Airport have been warned they will not receive extra slots for Christmas flights this winter or for sporting events. Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary said Irish tourism and Irish jobs should not be damaged by a 17-year-old defective planning restriction or an incompetent transport minister. He added an effective minister would scrap the cap.
Sinn Féin says it would ban sunbeds if it was advised to do so by the chief medical officer. Professor Mary Horgan says she wants to look into the potential harms of sunbeds before advising if they need to be banned in Ireland. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan says he would wait for advice before making a decision.
If there is public health recommendations coming from the chief medical officer in relation to the dangers to people in relation to their health, we have to take those seriously and we have to implement those recommendations. So if I was Minister for Health and I received a recommendation from the CMO that they should be banned, then that's something that I would do.
Five people have been charged with administering ketamine to Friends star Matthew Perry. He was found dead in a pool at his home last October, having overdosed on the drug. Two doctors are alleged to have charged the actor $2,000 for a vial they bought for just $12. Electric Picnic gets underway later today, earlier in the year than usual. The festival has been moved from its traditional time of early September to accommodate a headline act. Kylie, Calvin Harris and Noah Kahan are among those taking to the main stage in Stradbally in County Laois over the weekend. And Electric Picnic organiser Melvin Benn won't reveal which star led to this year's change of date.
I'm not going to mention the act that I wanted to that we wanted on the main stage to change the weekend, but we're delighted that we have that act and lots of others this particular weekend.
In entertainment news, Ed Sheeran was the surprise guest at the latest run of Taylor Swift's Wembley concerts as the European leg of her Eras tour comes to an end. The US hitmaker performed one verse of Everything Has Changed, which features Ed Sheeran, before bringing out the singer to rapturous applause. And in sport, in soccer, it was an incredible night for Irish sides in Europe last night. Shamrock Rovers are guaranteed at least a Conference League group stage spot. Graham Burke's extra time goal saw the Hoops beat Celje 3-1 at Tallaght Stadium and 3-2 on aggregate. St Pat's manager Stephen Kenny has described their Conference League playoff as a potential life changer for his players. They beat 10-man Sabah 1-0 in Baku last night to complete a 2-0 aggregate victory. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.